Blog Talk Radio.
Calling in, amen. I don't know if Shatwan is in,
amen, but we're looking for another intercessor, amen. If there are any more intercessors online, please press 1, amen, because we're expecting to hear from God on today, amen.
Amen.
We're expecting God to come and have his way, amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited for what God is doing in this new season, amen. And I'm just excited, amen.
Amen. Bless God. Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, we come before you humble, God. Oh, God, asking you to forgive us for anything we might have said or done, God, known and unknown. Father, we come, God. Oh, God, seeking your face, oh, God, seeking more of you, Father, and less of us, Father. Amen. Seeking you, Lord, to clean these vessels, oh, God. Oh, God, that we may be of great use to you, oh, God, in your kingdom, oh, God. Oh, Father, we come, God, lifting up your children to you, God. Oh, God, those in the nursing home, oh, God, those in the prison system, God, those in the hospital, oh, God. Oh, God, those, oh, God, that need you, oh, Lord, no matter where they are in life, oh, God. Oh, Father, you know where they are. You know them name by name, Father. And, Father, so we just lift them up before you, God. We hold them up before you, Lord. Oh, God, to remind you of your children, God. Oh, God, that you just send the Holy Spirit to hover over them, God. Oh, God, meet every need, oh, God. Heal those that need healing, God. Touch those that need their minds to be in peace, oh, God, that their minds, oh, God, are stayed on you, God. Those that need you just to love on them, God. Those that have no family, oh, God. Oh, Father, if you would just show yourself strong on their behalf, God. Oh, Father, we come lifting up your youth to you today, oh, God. Oh, God, protect them, oh, God. Keep them, oh, God. Oh, Father, we cancel the plans of the enemy, oh, God. And, Father, we superimpose your will and your plan for their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, be a wall of fire around them, oh, God. No matter where they go, oh, God, go with them, oh, God. Dispatch their angels, oh, God, to go with them, oh, God. Protect them, oh, God, on the buses, oh, God, in the schools, oh, God.
Yes.
No matter where they travel, oh, God, we lift them up before you, Father. Oh, Father, we come, God, lifting up your intercessors today, oh, God. Oh, God, gird us up, oh, God. Unite us as one, oh, God. Oh, Father, all those that are on the kingdom journey, oh, God. Oh, Father, lift them up on the right and on the left, oh, God. Those that have become discouraged, oh, God. Those that are weak, oh, God. Oh, God, speak a word, oh, God. Send fresh fire, oh, God. Oh, God, let your spirit burn in them, oh, God. Remind them of the call, oh, God, that you called them for, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for your leaders, God. We thank you, Lord. Let them not throw in the towel, oh, God. Oh, God, but just blow on them again, oh, God. The fresh wind of your spirit, oh, God. Ignite the fire in them, God. Let it continue to burn, oh, God. Let it burn for you, oh, God. Let it burn to those that see you, that they'll see you, oh, Father, that they won't see themselves, oh, God. But, God, it will draw them, draw others unto you, oh, God. For you said, Father, when you are exalted, God, you will draw people unto you, oh, God. So, Father, we lift you up. We magnify thy name, oh, God. Oh, God, for you rule and reign forever, God. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your love, oh, God, your unconditional love. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that you loved us enough to wake us up this morning, God. Thank you, Lord, for this heart beating today, oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that our minds are stayed on you, God. Oh, God, just have your way today on the show, oh, God. Oh, Father, you said you do nothing, oh, God, in the land without revealing it to your prophets, God. So, Father, we lift up Prophet Saunders to you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, be a wall of fire around him, God. Protect his coming and his going, oh, God. Oh, God, let that fire continue to burn, oh, God. Oh, God, for your glory, God. Oh, Father, we lift up Prophet Shakespeare, Father, as he's out on the mission field, oh, God. Oh, God, gird him up, God. Protect him, oh, God. Oh, God, just thank you, Lord. Lift up the body, oh, God. Oh, God, lift up the true church before you, oh, God. Comfort them during this time, oh, God. Comfort the family during this time, God. Oh, God, we look to you, oh, God. We look to the hills, God, from whence comes our help, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great I am that I am, that that you are Jehovah Jireh. Oh, God, that you are Jehovah Shalom, God. We thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We magnify you and we give you the glory, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we say thank you today, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah thank to you. Your name. Oh, bless you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making it possible for us to come before the throne of the great I Am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, God. Oh, bless you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, you can clap. Come on. Come on, do I have any praises out there? Come on, let me see you wave your hand. Come on, tell the Lord he's worthy today. Hallelujah. Is there anybody that believes the Lord is amazing? Come on, bless them. Bless God.
Amen. Because how many of you know God is really amazing? Amen. Amen. I just thank God for Sylvia calling in. Amen. I think Sylvia dropped off. Amen.
I'm still here, Prophet.
Are you still here? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Amen. I was thought Shatwan was going to call in. Amen. I thought she was going to call in, but amen. Amen. We just going to go on and get into our lesson. Amen. We're going to John, the first chapter of John. Amen. Because, you know, we are just coming, we are coming into a new season. We are in a new season. Praise be unto God. We are in a new season, and the Lord has allowed us to see another year. Amen. There's so many people that started out with us. A lot of people started out with us, but not here today. Amen. So we just really and truly just thank God that we are here in this season of restoration, that God is restoring the believers, that not only that he's restoring the believers, that he is getting ready to pour out his abundance upon us in this season and in this hour. Amen. And so I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I cannot thank him enough. Amen. I thank God for favor. Amen. I just thank God for who is my life. Amen. You know, because when he woke me up this morning, I was like, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. And I was just like, Lord, I'm pretty nervous about being on the show today, amen, without Apostle, amen. It's just, oh, my goodness, amen. So I just thank God for Apostle trusting me to run the show on today. Amen, amen. Let me see who this is before we get into our lesson. Eric Cole, 1111, all these ones popping up. Amen. Oh, that look like Shatwan. Let me open up her mic. Elder Shatwan, your mic is hot.
Hello.
And hold on, I got one more person on here with all these ones.
Daryl. Hi, this is First Prophet Daryl.
This Bertha?
Yes, Prophet Daryl, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed. Just waiting for you to deliver the word.
Okay. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Well, we're going to St. John, the first chapter. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen? And it says,
amen.
Verse 3 says, it says, all things were made by him, and without him was not thing made that was made. So in other words, God has made us for worship. God has made us to praise him in spite of what's going on. Amen. God has allowed us to come into a new year to worship and praise him and to serve him in our full capacity. This is a bad time, but this ain't time to be falling by the wayside and letting the enemy get the victory. This is the time for us to get the victory over the enemy.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
So in other words, that this is a damn time that we just need to just trample all over the devil. The devil has slipped up and allow us to make it to 2014. Amen. We come to know that 2013 was a trying year for us, for some of us. I put it like that. 2013 dealt us a bitter hand. But the Lord said, in 2014, I'm going to make it up to you, all because you didn't give up. Hello, somebody. Because giving up is not an option. We are living in a day and time that we got to be trailblazers in the spirit realm. We cannot let our infirmities, we cannot let sickness, we cannot let problems. You ain't got money to pay this. You ain't got money to do that. Everything that we are going through, we was made to go through.
Come on now.
Hello, somebody.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We turned out for being broke wristed and broke back and jelly back. It's time for us to be stern in this season. Amen. It's time for us to stand on the will and stand on the promises of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, anybody want to say amen about that one?
Amen. 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 Teach, Prophet.
He made us. We are made in shape in the image and in the likeness of God. Amen. So in this day and time, we have to be trailblazers for God, all because he made us to be trailblazers. Why do you say that, prophet? Why do you say that, pastor? What I'm saying, the reason why he made us, he's because he said in the beginning, in Genesis, I think it's around the second chapter of Genesis, he said, let us make men in our image and our likeness. So in other words, we have to, we made to be trailblazers, because why? God is a trailblazer. God didn't take no mess off the devil. When the devil thought he was getting over on God, what happened? He sent his best forces out. He sent Michael. He sent Raphael. And they cast the devil out of heaven. So in other words, if God did it, and we are like, we're supposed to be like God, we are the children of God, that means we cannot be pushovers in this season. Tell on somebody.
Amen.
So we were made. We was made for this. We was made to go through. You, we,
right.
In this day and time, we got to learn how to take blows and keep on ticking.
Amen. Amen.
Keep on ticking.
Yeah,
Lord.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm all over the world. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. God is just, it's just amazing how he set John aside.
Yes.
He set John aside and set John on the Isle of Patmos, and John began to write Revelation unto us.
Yes, he did.
Hello, somebody. So in other words,
yes, he did.
God can use John. Hello, somebody. He's the same God as he was back then. He is now.
Yes,
he is the God that he changes not.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So we trailblazers in this season. That means we got to have a repentant heart. Not only that, we have to have a repentant heart, we must have love in our heart for our fellow brother and sister. Amen?
That's right. The love of God. That's right.
I feel the Holy Ghost walking up on me.
Amen. Come on with it.
Tell it. Tell
I feel
it.
The Holy Ghost. When we begin to allow our flesh to die and allow our spirit to come forth. Because, see, the Bible tells us the flesh got to die daily. Prophet, what are you saying? What I'm saying is we got to let this flesh die. When your flesh die, let it die. When God cut you off from certain folk, let them cut them off. Hello, somebody. Because, see, guess what? The enemy comes to try to distract us in this season. We cannot let the enemy distract us in this season. Why? All because God got something better for us. Hello, somebody. God allowed us to come back to the beginning of a new year. Tell us, somebody. We are in January. So many people died in this January. And it's people yet died in this January. But God has shaped us and molded us in this day and time to come forth. He has imparted his power on the inside of us to where we can be trailblazers in the spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name.
He said, "Was nothing made. If God didn't make it, it wasn't made." The prophet can't prophesy. If God didn't give it to him.
Yes.
Tell us something.
Hallelujah.
The best prophecy that was ever told was the word of God.
Oh, yes.
We have so many people in the world that want prophecy, but they don't want no word.
Amen.
Amen.
People call in to hear the word of God, but they don't want the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
I just gave y'all a healthy tidbit right
there.
Oh,
bless your name, Jesus.
I just gave y'all a nugget for free.
Yes.
We are living in a day of time that people have itching ears.
Yes.
They have an itching ears for the good. But when it's when it comes down to rebuking, they want to say you're mean.
Yes.
They say you're being judgmental.
Oh, Lord.
Tell somebody. But
Jesus.
It's not the point that I'm being judgmental. The thing is, I'm discussing.
Yes.
I'm teaching you the word of God. The word of
God says
homosexuality is not of God.
Amen.
I'm not gay bashing. I'm gay delivering.
Amen. Come on.
I'm not talking about just because you're a whore and you're a prostitute. The Bible says if a whore and a prostitute is sin.
Amen.
Having sex out of wedlock is sin. Hello, somebody. The Bible says it's better to marry than to burn. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
Up in here.
Hey, come on, preach it then.
We made for it.
Let God use you.
We're made for it. Am I right? Am I right, Pastor Chatois? Am I right, Bertha? Am I right, Sylvia?
You right about the prophet. You right, prophet. Please teach the word.
So we got to say, we got to make up in our mind to be trailblazers in 2014.
Yes.
Lord. Amen.
They sing a song out in the world that ain't no stopping me now. Because I'm on the move.
Hallelujah.
I'm
glory
on the
God.
Move of God. I slipped
Hallelujah.
And dipped in 2013.
Yes.
I gave the devil some of my time. But in 2014, I'm going to give God all my time.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I feel the weight
Jesus.
Of his glory. And this season,
Hallelujah.
We need to give God more of our time than we did last year.
Oh, yes.
We need to fast more
yes.
in this season. Hello, somebody.
Peace.
We need to pray Peace. More in this season. Just don't pray when you get
Hallelujah.
On the show. But pray in season and out of season.
Ooh, you better teach Father there. Teach over
the
here.
The intercessors when it's time to be on the forefront, but don't want all my CD. But then when it's time to be on the show, they don't want to come on and pray. They want to hide behind the scenes. The devil is alive. This is the time to come
you
on. That's
peace,
why the attack is so severe now. Ah.
Jesus. Ooh. God's word is true. Yes, Lord.
Help me, Jesus. Oh.
Help him, Holy Ghost. Help him, Holy Ghost.
The Lord has given us power. He has given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
yes,
day of time we need to trample all over the devil's head.
Yes,
Jesus.
We've been pushovers too
Hallelujah.
Long. Who's taking our
Hallelujah.
Children. Hello, somebody. He sent a man spirit out in the land. He sent the spirit of
Hallelujah.
Suicide out in the land. But the intercessor is supposed to be on the wall, on the battlefield.
That's right.
Praying
that's
and interceding right. for our young people.
Yes.
Praying and interceding
Lord.
For our leaders. When the apostles call us to pray, we need to be hurry up and press. I'm glad to pray because it woke me up this morning. Not only
yes,
did it woke
Lord.
Me up, but it called me in my
yes,
right mind.
Did.
Not only did it call
yes,
me in my right mind, but it gave me the activities of my limbs. Not only did he do that, but he gave me a good help for strength. Hello, somebody.
Jesus.
In the beginning.
Preach, Jesus. In the beginning.
In the beginning was the word. And the word
in the
was
beginning.
With God.
Yes, it's God.
He is the word. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
he
is
the word of God. And if he in you, that means you
word.
Got that same authority. Because
yes.
what
Jesus.
His word said, he said, greater works shall ye do.
Greater works.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
teach
goodness.
The word
oh, my goodness. What you say, Prophet Bertha?
Teach the word of God today, Prophet. Let God have
oh.
his way and use you.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Yes.
And you know what? And you know what? I want to, and the Lord dealt with me about this too. Everybody talking about they saw folk going around talking about, I saw God. You ain't saw nothing.
Jesus.
Why? Because over in St. John,
ooh,
the first chapter, verse 18, what he said in verse 18, he said, no man.
No man
has seen him. At least.
He's Holy Ghost.
So when you start seeing God, guess what? That means you have already made your transition.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless God. I thank God. Oh, my goodness. Bertha dropped off The blood of Jesus. Call back in, Bertha. Call back in. Amen. I thank God. Amen. 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 For the word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, God.
Pastor Shatwan, you still online? Shatwan?
I'm still on.
Okay, come on and pray for the prophetic. Come on, for this anointing. Come on and pray.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, just to thank you and praise you for another day. We come giving you some glory and honor today, God, for you are worthy, God, of all the praise. God, you're worthy of the breath that we breathe today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you for the word that you have given today, God. Oh, God, we ask that it not fall on bad ground, God, but, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that it will go forth, God, to never to return void, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, we ask right now, God, that you prepare the hearts of your people on today, God, to receive your word, God, to receive your prophetic, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we invite you in today, God. We invite your Holy Spirit in, God. Oh, God, we invite the anointed, God, to fall fresh today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, we ask, God, that as your prophet and prophetess go forth today, God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let your word come forth, God. Let your instructions and directions come forth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that each person that receive a word from you, God, that they hold on to the prophecy today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, prepare the atmosphere, God. Oh, God, set the atmosphere today, God, and make it conducive, God, in the name of Jesus. That, God, we will give you all the glory for all that you're doing in your people's lives, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you take over right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let it go out into the airwaves today, God, and let it touch people's hearts in their lives and their homes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, those that are seeking you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let it find them, God. And, oh, God, we ask that you allow the word to convict us in our spirits today, God, to prick our hearts today, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that are lost, God, let them be found today, God, through your word in the name of Jesus, God. God, those that are sick, God, let the word go forth and heal today, God. And, oh, God, the captives be set free, God, through your word today in the name of Jesus, God. Now I'm asking you to open up their ears, God, that they may hear clearly today, God, and open up their eyes that their vision is clear today, God, on where they are to go in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, God. And God, hallelujah, we're asking, God, that you decrease us today, God, and you increase in the name of Jesus and flow freely, God, as we move out of your way, God, and let you be God today. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, as we stand on the wall, God, I bind up anything that's not like you, God. I bind up every spirit of distraction, God. I bind up every witch and warlock, God. I bind up the naysayers, God. God, I bind up every work of the enemy today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, I thank you and praise you that you're loosing your love, your joy, and your peace today, God. God, that you're loosing, hallelujah, freedom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you and I praise you and I give you the glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In your name, God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, let the nations of the earth.
amen, amen, amen. We really want God to arise in us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, you are live with PSMI. Amen. Where Prophet Durr is the co-host for Apostle Shakespeare. Amen, 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 amen. And I thank God for the man of God for trusting me with his radio show. I count it as an honor and a privilege. Amen. Thank God for him. Anybody, the Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want to hear a word from the Lord? Amen. You got anything you want to ask, comments? Amen. You may call area code 646-564-9818. Amen. The number is area code 646-564-9818. Amen. And press 1 on your dial, amen, and we'll get to you, amen. And I just thank God, amen, amen, amen. I want Prophetess Bertha to call back in, amen. It seemed like she dropped off and left me, amen. But Prophetess Bertha, if you're still online, amen, please press your 1 on the dial, amen. Amen, amen. So I really truly thank God, amen. If you need to hear a word, amen, from the Lord, amen, won't you just press 1 on your dial, amen, and we're going to make your mic hot, amen, and we're going to see what the Lord got to say, amen. Hallelujah. For I don't know what you come to do, but I came to give God some praise. I came to give God some worship, amen. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm going to do better in 2014, amen. I didn't make no New Year's resolution because I don't believe in it, but I made up my mind I'm going to do better in serving the Lord in this season, amen.
Amen, Father.
Amen. Amen. Sylvia, I just want to tell you something. I heard this, but Sylvia, you still online?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
I want to tell you that the Lord say all is well. All is well for everything that you have encountered in 2014. Hallelujah. Thank you, animals, Shaya, for everything that you have encountered in 2013. God said he's getting ready to make it up to you. 2014 is getting ready to be a season of restoration and restoring for you. And the only thing I want you to do for every prophetic word that you have had in 2013, I want you to dig it up, hallelujah, and blow the dust off of it and say, Lord, I thank you for increase.
Yes, God. Lord, thank you.
God
thank
said
you,
increase
God.
Is on the way. Increase is knocking at the door. Increase is coming through the email. Increase is coming through the mail. Increase is coming through the phone. Increase is coming, it's coming, it's coming. Everywhere you go, God is going to multiply.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank
you. For your faithfulness and your obedience, amen.
Amen. Bless you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Prophet. Yes.
Hallelujah.
I receive
I heard the spirit of
I receive that.
Amen. Amen. Shatwana, I heard the spirit of the Lord say, you ain't got to cry about it no more. You ain't got to cry about it no more. He said, just thank me in advance.
Glory to God.
God is getting ready to, oh, my goodness. God is getting ready to bless you in this season, Shatwan.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe it. Amen.
Amen.
I'm believing God, your husband's going to walk up to you in this season.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. I believe that thing. Amen.
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 Online.
Okay, let me. Is this this Bertha right here? Hold on 1 minute. Let me see this Bertha.
Hey, Bertha. It's me.
Amen. Amen. 313. That's you, Bertha?
That's me.
All right. All right. Amen. Amen. So we got Prophetess Bertha online. Amen. We, oh, my goodness,
praise
I don't
God.
Know about y'all, but I, oh, my goodness, I needed to hear a word from the Lord this morning, amen?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And I thank God, amen.
Hallelujah, thank
Bertha,
you, Jesus.
I want to tell you this, Bertha, I just heard the Lord say, it is done. He said, consider it done.
Thank you, Jesus.
He told me to tell you for all the lies that's been spread out on you. He said, consider it done. He said he's getting ready to take care of your enemy. He's getting ready to take care of your enemies. He's getting ready to take care of your enemies. Hallelujah. That's why he has allowed you to make it over to another season. Because I heard him say, for what's to come is better than what's been.
Jesus.
Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, God. Hallelujah, God.
You might as well clap your hands and tell the Lord, thank you for refreshing you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. He's coming, Bertha. He said, financial is coming. Finance is coming. Oh,
Jesus.
My goodness. Oh, my goodness. He even said, it's a new automobile coming your way as well.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, a double of, my goodness. Bertha, I heard the Lord say, you went through that sick spell. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to make it up to you.
Glory.
To where you just going to have to wave your hand and focus going to be healed.
Ooh, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Jesus. Let me see who this is. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus.
Area code 760. 348. Hello?
Hold on.
Hi, this is Ann, Prophet.
Oh, how are you, Ann? How's it going?
It's going well. God bless you. Enjoying the show.
All right. Amen. Bertha, you have something to say today?
Hallelujah, Jesus. And the Lord said, let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. You know that scripture, I believe it goes to say, who raised Jesus from the dead, resurrection power, as a new power and a new anointing that's going to come upon you. When you feel it, don't quench it. Embrace it. Because God is fixing to release and impart the anointing of healing in your hand. So when your right hand starts burning and you feel the fire down within you, don't quench it, God says. God says embrace it and walk in it. Because he's taking you to a higher level of your worship and the gifting that he has in you. As Prophet Dale said, this is the season that God is stirring up the gifts, and he is giving the saints that release themselves to him totally a double portion of his power and his anointing. God said, walk in what I have called you to do, says the Spirit of the Lord. Be not afraid. For it will be time, because God will, and God is, taking care of you, and don't worry about it. Walk in your victory, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And I want to tell you this. As Prophet Bertha was talking to you, I heard the Lord say, you're going to have to pray for somebody that got cancer. And God is going to use you to pray for them, and God is going to use you to heal them.
Hallelujah.
Because he said, when you begin to lay hands on them, all of us, my God, God said, it's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's a woman that's going to be stricken with cancer. Hallelujah, my soul. God said, and when you begin to pray for her, hallelujah, I want you to,
Glory.
Oh, my God. Lord, I'm going to tell her. The Lord says she's going to be almost in the last stages of this cancer. And the doctor's going to tell her that there's one more that they can do. But you got to go and pray and lay hands on her. Hallelujah. And when you lay hands on her, hallelujah, God said he's going to allow the cancer to grow up.
Thank you, Lord. I will
God
be obedient. Thank
you.
You
in this season.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why I pick up an Indian warring spirit around you, but I pick up an Indian spirit around you. I see this little short woman. Look like she got her hair is just long. Look like she had two French braids in it, like the hair go down her back here. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And when she come with this staff here. Hallelujah.
Glory.
God is going to perfect your gift in this season. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. Amen. I just want you to run on. And all of that, woman of God, I want to tell you this. Increase in your bank account is coming.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Increase is coming to your bank account.
Hallelujah.
I hear you.
Thank you,
the
Jesus,
Lord
for your word.
He said, trust me more in this season.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Glory to God.
And God
glory
is
to
set
God.
The captives free. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Confirmation. Thank
you. All right, let me see who is this. Let me open up this other mic. God bless
okay.
you,
thank
Sister
you,
Anne.
God bless,
God bless
you.
God
bless,
God bless
all
you.
Of you. Love you all.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Love you. Love you. Glory to God.
Eric code 504.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You can hear me, Papa Dow?
I hear you.
Okay, this is Treva from Baton Rouge.
Treva, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You're doing a great job on the radio today.
Happy New Year's and all that other good stuff.
Yes, Happy New Year's to you guys.
Happy
New
Year's
to well.
Treva, the Lord gave me this scripture, and I was wondering why he gave this scripture to me today. And it's 1 Timothy, 1st chapter, the 6th verse. But I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified Bible so that you
okay.
can understand specifically what the Lord is instructing you in this season. Because of the prophecy that went forth in 2013 that was spoken in your life, God is sitting to fill it in 2014. And God says, this is why I would remind you to stir up, kindle the embers of, fan the flame of, and keep burning the gracious gift of God, the answer fire, Lord, Sunday, that is in you, Trivia, that means of a lady on my head. God is going to lay his hands on you, Trivia. Your God is shining the upper with all of the elders at your ordination. Your God's elevation is in the plan of God for you, Trivia. Walk in your obedience unto what God has called and called us you to do. Because the inner fire in you, God has put a flame of fire. He has ignited it. You're going higher and you're going deeper in him and his word and an intercessory prayer. Because there are some around you that need a warrior to stand in the gap. And God, in your night hour, in your vision, in your dreams, is going to bring your faces and you're going to hear a name. Fear not, says the Lord. Just begin to stand in the gap and let God empower you as you take more of them inside of your spirit, man. Send the spirit of the Lord. Give them courage, my daughter. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name, so be it. So be it. And
yes.
you obey God and take care of his business, he's going to take care of yours.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, I receive that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious Father, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Did the Lord give you anything?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm. Bless you, God. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Father.
Woo! Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you this.
Thank you, Lord.
In this season, great manifestation is getting ready to come forth.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Great manifestation is getting ready to come forth. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say it's like a 911. Oh, my goodness. The Lord said, okay, Daddy. Okay, Father. He said it's a 911 miracle that you need for him to take place before the month of April. And God told me to tell you that he's going to allow you to put your hand on some, I don't know what this finance or what this is here, but oh my goodness, because I see you doing some paperwork here concerning some financial business here. And as you begin to do work this paperwork with this finance here, God is going to open up a door for you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Hallelujah.
I receive that. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
God is getting ready to bless you abundantly.
Yes,
only
amen.
Thing you got to do is walk to your season.
Amen.
And don't be afraid to launch out into the deep.
Okay.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
But the
Jesus.
Lord is blessing you right now.
Jesus.
Oh,
yes.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, my Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless you, God.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to go down to the next number. Hold up. Wait a minute. Let me see what this is. Hold on.
Jesus.
Area code 973.
Happy New Year's, men and women of God. This is Elaine.
Happy New Year, Elaine.
God bless you. Happy New Year to you.
Happy
New
Year.
Uh-oh, go on and tell her, Bertha. What he say? What the Lord say, Bertha?
Elaine, God says, just keep holding on. Be steadfast and unmovable. Hold on when he says hold on. Don't let anything or anybody take you off your focus of faith. Yes, God has given us each a measure of faith according to Ephesians, the fourth chapter. But God says it's time for faith to grow because we can go from faith to faith, and it's time to walk in a greater level of faith, says the Spirit of God. Keep on holding on. Keep on praying. Get more intimate with the Lord. Get a closer relationship with him. Do as King Solomon says, God, draw me. And I'll run after you. This is the season, Elaine, to run after God as never before. And as close as to him. Because as the manifestations of God's word take place in your life, the enemy is going to try to attack you because he's going to do his job. But don't say the Spirit of the Lord, Elaine, hold on and do your job. Because you shall reap if you faint not in this season, says the Lord. Faith and worship is going to take you through. Stand firm on the word of God. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Sylvia, did you have a message for
us? No prophet.
Okay. Praise God. I want to tell you this. I want to say this to you, sis. The Lord is working behind the scenes on your favor. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord said that things that you have encountered, oh my goodness, for the last past 2 months of last year, God said he's going to make it up to you in this new season. The only thing he wants you to do is continue to lay prostrate out before him and allow him to get all in your business. He said, if you give it to me, let me work it out. Amen?
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Because, you know, they sing a song, Jesus can work it out if you let her. Jesus can let her work it out.
Thank
Amen?
You, Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Let him work it out. And I guarantee you, and I won't take it back, You're going to see God move more now in this new season than you ever saw him ever in your life.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So you just hold on. Hold on. Encouragement is on the way. Ah, hey. Yes, God. And find yourself giving more in this new season. Amen?
Yes.
Find yourself giving more. Amen?
Yes.
And as you begin to give, you watch and see. You watch and see everything that you open up your mouth to say and do. God is going to allow it to be blessed. Amen?
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes.
And you ain't going to have to cry about it no more this year. Wipe your weeping eyes and put your hands on your hip and tell the devil, now, I'm better now.
Yes.
You tell the devil, now, I'm better now because you thought I was giving up. But giving up is not an option. Amen?
Yes. Yes, amen. Amen.
All right. You be blessed and you stay sweet. Amen?
Thank you. God bless y'all.
All right. God bless. I don't know what happened to Prophetess Bertha, but amen. Error code 504.
Speaking.
504.
Hello.
638. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello.
Ma'am. How are you? Yes.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. The season with a little grace. How are you?
I'm blessed too.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I want to tell you this. I don't know what happened to Prophetess Bertha. Amen. I want to tell you this. I want to tell you this. The Lord said, "Now it's getting ready to be a shift change for you. It's getting ready to be a changing of the guard." Amen. I don't know what has took place or what's getting ready to take place, but the Lord said he is with you.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Even through the bad times and the down times, he said, I am with you.
Praise God.
And the Lord said, just lean and depend on me.
Yes,
ma'am. In this new season. Amen?
Amen.
And I heard the Lord said, oh, my goodness, come on. God said, don't worry about the children. He said, don't worry about nothing and nobody in this new season.
Amen.
He said, just turn it all over to me. Let me work it out.
Amen.
And I don't want you to tell God about your problem. But I want you to tell your problems about your God. Amen?
Amen.
Because I guarantee you God is getting ready to work on your behalf in this new season. Amen?
Amen.
And I want you to be encouraged. And I heard the scripture say, lift up your head, all ye gates, and be lifted up in the everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. For who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Mighty in battle. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And I want to tell you this. Don't you worry about finances or nothing. God is already working that out on your behalf.
Amen.
Okay?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
That.
You stay blessed and stay sweet. I don't know if Bert is still online. I see Pastor Shatwan and dropped. Amen. Is that? No, that's just your Twan and Bertha dropped. Amen. But you just hold
amen.
On and know that the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I received it. God bless you too, Prophet.
All right. Oh, hold on. Here go, Bertha. Oh. Bertha?
Yes, Prophet.
Okay. You back. Amen. Area code 614.
Good afternoon, Prophet Daryl. Good afternoon, everyone else. Great show. Great, wonderful show, Prophet Daryl. You didn't even have to worry about them nerves because you on point.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
I would have never known you were nervous. Never known.
To God be the glory. To
praise
God be the glory. Amen. Was it Sylvia?
Jesus.
Hello?
Yes?
This Sylvia?
No, this is Lily, Prophet. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi, Lily! Come on and talk to her, Bertha.
Praise God. Lily, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm blessed and highly favored.
Praise God. Praise God. Lily? 2 Timothy 2 and 4. In the King James Version, it says, no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life, but he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. But the Amplified Version reads, no soldier when in service gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. The last part of that is the word God has for you. Lily, your aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted you. You belong to God. God has anointed you. God has chosen you. You are not of this world. We're just sojourners passing through on our way to our kingdom home. We're enemies of the state because we belong to God. The word of the Lord says, Lily, be not entangled with the affairs of this world. Be about your Father's business. Your aim and your goal is to satisfy and please him and him only. And what anyone else says doesn't matter. Keep your focus on God. Mark a perfect man, which is Christ Jesus. And when we are satisfying God, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are God's. The word of God says in 1 John 4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Your greater is in you. And that's all you need, says the Spirit of God. Walk in your greater, cause your greater is the anointing and the power of the Father. He has given it to you, and the world cannot take it away. Stand firm on the promises of God that he has spoken in your life, because this is your season for more manifestation. But the enemy is doing his job to distract you, get you off your focus. But the Spirit of the Lord says, keep your eyes on Jesus, because when you keep your eyes on Jesus, thus says the Lord, you're going to be able to walk on the waters. You will not sink. You will not fail. But you will fulfill every assignment, says the Lord. Walk on God, ye go on the outside. On the waters, ye keep on the outside. Says the Lord, the teacher, I don't want to walk my daughter. I'm going to Jesus. He's the only one that can save you from sinking. Yes, God, it is your son. Keep your eyes on Jesus, daughter. Yes, God, it is your son. In the name of Jesus, be it so, says the Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah. Wow. Powerful. Hallelujah. Mm. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory, glory.
Glory. Jesus,
I got
I can't
hit that one.
Time to go. Glory, hallelujah. Bertha and stepped all down in your Kool-Aid.
Yes, she did.
But I want to tell you this, Lily. Don't you let these church folk press you. Don't you let these folk in religion stress you out.
Glory.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You be a trailblazer in this season.
Amen.
Amen.
I receive.
And you hold
I receive.
Your head up and walk proud.
Oh.
And let me tell you this: you wear what you want to wear. You look good. You ain't no 90-year-old woman. You're a young woman. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Jesse, I love you, Lily, and I thank you for calling in and sharing with us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Love you, guys.
Love you.
Awesome. Awesome. That was
great. Right.
Oh,
let
man.
Me see who this is. Let me see who this is. Oh, my God. She must got a word for us, Bertha.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Sam.
Praise the Lord, Sam. Prophetess Sandra.
Is this Prophetess Sandra?
Hallelujah.
815.
Jesus.
216.
Hallelujah.
They must have got their phone on mute. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Oh, they must have dropped off. She dropped off. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Sam just called back in. Amen. We got a few more minutes left on the air, y'all. I don't know. Yeah, we got a few more minutes left on. So come on, call in. Just remember the word of what the word of God said. We were made to go through. Amen?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
We were made to take blows. Amen?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. We were
made
to be trailblazers in this season. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
This ain't a time to be murmuring and complaining like the children of Israel did to Moses. Apostle told me not to even mess with that. Apostle told me not to mess with that.
Jesus.
Oh, God. We got to be trailblazers in this season. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. And we were made in his image. In other words, anybody ask you who you are, say, I look like my father. Hallelujah.
And
I tell
lightness
God,
up.
I look
yes,
like
Lord.
God. I smell like
hallelujah.
God. I talk
yes,
like
Lord.
God. Why?
Hallelujah.
All because I'm made in his image and his likeness.
Hallelujah.
And then
God.
He blew the breath of life down in my nostrils, so I begin to talk like him.
Jesus.
Holy
Spirit.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
Hey.
God. Hallelujah.
This is,
the
she came back in
God.
Hold on, Prophet's birthday.
Yes,
hold on. Erico 815.
Hello. Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord, Prophet Daryl. How are you?
Oh, we bless the season with grace. Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen.
You must have come to give us a prophetic word today.
Can you hear me?
Hello? We can.
We hear you.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Say that again, Prophet Daryl.
You must come to give me Prophet's birth a word from the Lord.
I give you a word from the Lord, but I called in to get one. The word of the Lord is for you and Bertha is keep looking towards the hill from which cometh your help. Look for that small cloud that looks to the size of a man's hand. Keep looking towards the hill.
Jesus.
Come on and talk to her, Bertha.
Jesus. This prophet is Sandra.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Woo, Jesus. Oh, you're God. Yes, God. I've heard your prayers, daughter, says the Spirit of the Lord. The unspoken prayer request. The concern for the unsaved family members. God says no more tears. He's honoring your prayers. This season, this year, some of your unsaved loved ones are coming in. God says, stop worrying about your daughter.
She has a comfort.
Yes, Lord.
She can actually go so far, says the Spirit of the Lord, because it's already left to say God. God says, I'm teaching her. Yes, Lord. I did it not see. God says, Mother, stand back. And let the Spirit dominate you. And yes, Lord. You cannot teach her as being a mother, but you have to teach her as being a woman of God. God says,
yes,
use what I have given you. It's in your hands. The gift and the anointings are in your hands. God said, use what I have given you. Anoint your children even now, says the Spirit of God. Anoint them every morning, says God. That is the blood of Jesus over them. The enemy cannot touch them because they cannot come over the blood. We bind the demons, oh God, of all shunned idiocy, of torment that are latched onto them that they know not of. We cast them back to the pits of hell. In the mighty name of Jesus, your children shall be kingdom disciples. Your children shall be kingdom entrepreneurs. They shall be disciples for God. They will join with you, says the Spirit of God. Because of your faithful and obedient status, God says, do not worry. Do not worry. Leave it in my hands. Stand back and let me do what I must do, says the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory for your word. For I need it in your feet. Call Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As you move back, God will be able to work, Sandra. Sometimes it stands, we block what God is trying to do, but we have to stand back and see the salvation of the Lord work in our children and just tell God, thank you for deliverance. Thank you,
yes,
God, for bringing him in. You praise and worship God while he do his work. And as he take care of his business, he's definitely going to take care of your Sandra, because it's already done in the spirit with him. It just has to be manifested in the earth for him. Through your worship and your praise, says the Lord. Walk in your freedom and walk in your victory, says God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
I want to tell you this. I want to tell you that the Lord said, consider it done. Why he said consider it done? Because he has already went before you and made easy and successful your way.
Yes,
hallelujah. And he said the reason why he has got it on delay here because he wants you to be able to live for like 2 years. Well, hallelujah, without worrying about where you're going to get this money from, where you're going to get that money from. But the Lord said he is doing the greatest anointing.
Yes,
Lord. He's sending the grace of the anointing to come to take up the fatter ground that the devil told us in the family here, so says the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. He said he's going to open up the airways for you, Sandra, that when you begin to reach forth your hand, you're going to be able to collect your earthly goods.
Yes, sir.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost, see. God said it. You might as well get ready. Because in this new season here, I guarantee you, and I won't take it back. You get ready to get this lump sum of money, hallelujah. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say by the month of February here, so said the
Glory.
Spirit of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. You've been faithful in ministry here. You've been faithful in your giving here. So said the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God is already
doing it. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God. Bless the name, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, I heard them say, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, neither have entered to the hearts of men the things that God has already got in store for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We got enough time to take just about two more callers, Bertha. Hold on. Let's see who this is.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hey, man, let's see who this is here. Uh-oh. Hey, man.
Papa Daryl, are you trying to get that phone line together? The Spirit of the Lord says, Nahum 2 and 6. And all I'm going to read to you is what the Spirit of the Lord says to you. God says,
okay.
Prophet Daryl Sanders, the gates of the rivers not shall be, but they are opened to you. And the palace shall be dissolved. All of your enemies, all of those that have criticized your ministry, all of those that have called you a false prophet, all of those that have hated on you, God says they're dissolved. Because not only are the rivers fixing to come and bless you, but the rivers are fixing to drown your enemies, as God did when he parted the Red Sea. God says, walk in the anointing and the calling that I have called you to. Continue to stand faithful, because as he said in October, he has opened up doors of utterance, and he's given you divine connections, and you're going to connect as the waves of the ocean. When one comes, another is coming right behind it. Walk in the anointing and walk proudly with your head held up high, says the Spirit of God. Read Nahum chapter 2 and verse 6. What's your name there, God says? Overflow of abundance. The rivers are flowing, says the Lord. The rivers are flowing upon you, Prophet Daryl. Thus says the Lord. Be of good courage in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Lord,
my
your holy name.
I receive it in the name of
God. Holy God.
In the name of Yeshua, I receive. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Holy God. Oh, my goodness. You know, they about to cut us off in a minute, y'all. But I just really and truly just thank God. I thank God for who he is in my life. I thank God for what he's doing in my life. I just thank God. I just thank him. That's why I say he is my life.
Yes,
it's not
Lord.
Mine. It belongs to him. Because I have to do what he tell me to do. I have to say what he tell me to say. I was so nervous about getting on the show today. I was talking to Pastor Shatwan, amen. I was really nervous. I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do. All because it's like this is apostle show, and, you know, people expect for you to flow like the apostle. You know, I can't preach and teach like apostle. I only can do
amen.
What God gave me and how God used me.
Right.
And so I just thank God for apostle. I thank God for PSMI. For receiving me and accepting me, amen. And I want to tell y'all something. For all those who listen, amen, you need to start sowing seeds into this ministry, amen.
Yes,
you need
sir.
To start
yes,
sowing seeds in PFMI, amen, because this is some good ground here.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
This
amen.
Is good ground, Lord. I don't care what nobody say. I have experienced for myself. I know it for myself, and I just thank God. And if y'all know anybody that's going to tell you the truth, you know Apostle Shakespeare is going to tell you the truth.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank
even
you.
If it hurts you, he's going to tell you the truth. I don't know what's going
amen.
On with this boy. I don't know what's going on, but to God be the glory, amen. If we didn't get to you, I apologize, amen. Charge it to my head. And not my heart, amen, because I was really trying to get to all these callers, amen. Y'all should see these boys. It's just lit up, amen. And I don't know
well,
why.
Prophet, you have did an excellent job. Prophet left the show in great hands. And the only thing we can say in 2014, if you gave the word, we can only imagine what God is going to do next.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, Prophet, for your labor of love.
Amen. I thank God for you, Bertha. I thank God for Pastor Shaquan. She was on, but I guess her call dropped. Amen. And this thing is doing some type of foolish stuff. I don't know what's going on, but amen. I thank God. I'm excited. And just hold on to the word of God. In this season
right.
and in this day and time, we need to just hold on to the word of God. If we don't
thank
never
you,
get
Jesus.
Another prophetic word, if we don't never hear another prophecy, we need to hold on to the word of God. Because the word of God
yes,
was going to keep us. The word of God was going to sustain us. Late in the midnight hours when you're having problems in your flesh, that word of God is what's going to make you survive.
Trying to break a record like a DJ. That's 150 bottles in one night.
I don't know where that come from.
Hello?
And I knew that's like a Pastor Dora, Pastor Shaquan. She's in queue, she said. She just texted me. Her call dropped.
Well, I don't see her number.
Hey, Pastor Shaquan.
Say what?
Click out and dial back in, Pastor Shaquan, and come back in queue.
Thanks, Prophet.
Yes?
This is Sylvia.
Hey, Sylvia, I thought you had clicked off.
No, sir, I'm still here. I had called a friend of mine that needs prayer and a word, and he's on the line. His name is Steve.
Okay, what is his name?
Steve.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, we're going to pray for Steve. Amen. How are you, Steve? Happy New Year's to you.
Happy New Year's to you, too.
Oh.
God bless you.
Father, yeah. Father God.
What do you need prayer for, Steve?
We thank you for Brother Steve right now, Father God. We thank you for his life, Father God. We thank you for allowing him to pass over into this new season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for saving his life, oh God. We thank you for sparing his life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. When the enemy desires to sit in his wheel, oh God, you allow your son Jesus to stand in the seating for him, oh God. And God, we thank you for the anointing that rests upon his life, oh God. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, God, we just ask you to bless him in this season, oh God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Jesus,
help him to be more obedient to your will and to your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Help him
thank
to
you,
be
Jesus.
The man. Help him to be the servant that you have allowed and anointed him to be, oh God. In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. Help him to be a trailblazer in this season, oh God,
yes,
where he
yes.
can trailblazer over every demonic force that was coming
thank
up against
Jesus.
Him, oh God. We come against every generational curse in the name of Jiki Kondabashiriande, God. Every generational
thank
curse,
you,
we come against it right now. We come against every plot and every plan of the devil
hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. God allows us to kind
Jesus.
Of glory to reign upon his life. In the name of the Lord, God, we bless you now. In Jesus' name, we call.
In Jesus' name.
Lord.
Thank you,
Brother
Jesus.
Steve, I heard the Lord say the only thing he wants you to do is surrender all.
That's it.
Amen.
He wants you to surrender all.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And as you begin to surrender all, you're going to begin to see the hand of God move. And work in your favor.
Hallelujah.
I'm blah, say God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to tell you this. For everything that you lost, you get ready to gain more and better.
Jesus.
Because, see, folk has really been trying to get over on you and play you as a fool and a dummy.
Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
But God said he's getting ready to allow you to rise above the storm in this season. And only thing he wants you to do is continue to lay out before him. In other words, continue to come in his presence and lay prostrate out before him. Amen?
Amen.
And it's just some
hallelujah.
Folks that you just got to put loose. It's some folks of my goodness. The Lord said it's two guys that you really just got to cut loose.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Brother Steve,
through
many dangers, toils, and stairs, God has brought you, and you know God is the one that spares your life.
Amen.
You should have been dead, but you're still here by the grace and the mercies of God. And I just want to confirm what Prophet Daryl has spoken in your life. God wants you to surrender all to him. It's time for you to give your life totally and completely to God, because there is an anointing on your life. That's why the enemy is trying to kill you.
Amen.
God wants you to draw closer to him. I don't know if you're married or not, but there is a wife God has chosen for you. And you must get your life lined up with the word of God completely, because God has chosen a godly woman that loves him. And that wife that God has chosen for you, or if it's your wife that you're married to, is the one that's covering you and that has kept you. All her prayers has kept you and brought you through. But now this time God says for you to bow your knee and to come to him for yourself. It's time, says the Spirit of God. It is time. And as Prophet Dale says, for you to totally surrender your life to God and come out of darkness completely and walk in the light of God, everything else is going to fall into place. Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and then all other things will be added unto you. It's your season. The decision is in your hand. God has given you the choice. Choose me or reject me. Choose life, my brother. Choose life and live, says the Spirit of God. God loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. You be encouraged, Brother Steve. Amen.
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 Call anytime. Sylvia, give him the number so he can call in and check in with the apostle. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Shatwan, your mic is hot. Pastor Shatwan, your mic is hot. Amen. Thank God for you all for coming in and participating. Amen. And you know, I don't know how much time we got on to be on here.
We got another 3 minutes.
We got another 30 minutes?
We got another 30 minutes.
Okay, I don't know what the heck is going on with this zombie. 30.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Anybody want to... Oh, my goodness. I don't know how to get rid of this. Apostle, I'm just going to leave it alone. I don't want to mess up. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. I thank God. Oh, my goodness. Y'all have really, really done my heart some good. Amen. Calling in and supporting. Amen. And I thank God for you all. Amen. Apostle going to listen to the archives. I hope he be pleased, amen, that we did allow God to come in and wait. Amen.
Amen. Well, Prophet Bell, if no one else is on the line at this time, you know, you can always have Pastor Shaquan or Sylvia do the announcements for the prayer call for tomorrow night and the Prophet Page. And...
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, make the prayer call. Because ain't nobody else lit up the press once. So y'all make the announcements. Amen. Sylvia or Pastor Shatwan. Somebody just came in queue. Go ahead and make the prayer call, and we're going to take them after y'all do the announcements.
Amen. Sylvia, I don't have the information in front of me, but can you give out the prayer call information? Is she on the line?
That might have been her call that dropped.
Sylvia?
Maybe her call. Did her call drop?
Many calls. I think so. Yeah, her call dropped. I think this is her call back in. Hold on. Sylvia?
Yes, this is me. I'm sorry.
Okay. make the announcement for the prayer call, and we're going to take this last call before it's time for us to get off the air. Make the announcement about the prayer call and stuff like that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prophet. We do invite everyone to join us Friday night for prayer call at 10 o'clock. Please come prepared to go before the Father on behalf of the nation, our children, our family, those that are sick, those that just need to know Christ. We want to lift them up before the throne. Our prayer focus is vision for the year, vision for 2014, our leaders for soul ties to be broken, bondages, and strongholds. We're praying also for unity and also for one more, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So we do encourage you all to please join us Friday night for a prayer call at 10 p.m. Thank you.
Give them the number.
Oh,
and
sorry.
Tell them about the page.
That number for the prayer call is 605-475-3200, and the code is 808-331-POUND. That number again is 605-475-3200, and the code is 808-331-POUND. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's see who this is. We got one more caller. Amen. Let's see who this is. Erico 985. Your mic.
Hello.
How are
you doing?
Hello.
This is Morgan.
How are you?
I'm great. It's great to hear your voice, Prophet Darryl. And to all the others on the line.
Hi, Margie.
Hi. I just wanted to say Happy New Year. It's good to have you all back. I've been a little bit out myself, but God is good. Transitioning into this new year, 2014, as we are being told in our prayer with our pastor that this is the year of overflow and abundance. And as we've been praying for the I just have to say that God is good. And I was listening to you all today, and I said it is going on all over. God is speaking. I pray that the people are listening. So you all be blessed. And just know that I love hearing you all on the show. God is
Amen.
Good.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Margie?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
The Lord told me to tell you to expect great things and great miracles to happen in this new season for you. He wants you to expect great things to manifest in this new year. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God is getting ready to give you super on your natural in this new season. And you ain't going to have to worry. You ain't going, oh, my goodness, you're going to have to complain about nothing. God is getting ready to give you greater in this new season.
Amen.
I receive that. I thank you for that encouragement.
Amen. Amen.
And you just hold on.
Yes.
Just hold
yes.
on. Amen.
I am.
Amen.
I am yet holding on.
I agree with you, Prophet Sanders. I agree 100%. God is fixing to release greater to your mind. Not great, just greater finances, but greater anointing and greater power for the intercession that he has gifted you with. He's taking it deeper into the spirit of darkness to snatch those souls out as you stand in the gap. So your greater is here. Just walk in it and stay focused and be of good courage because God says all is well, says the Lord. Amen. God loves you and so do we.
Thank
and
you.
Strong.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for this radio show. I really and truly, I'm glad that I met you all. Oh, my goodness. Y'all have really been a tremendously blessing in my life spiritually and naturally so. Amen. And I just thank God favor. Oh, my goodness. Y'all just don't know how. I'm glad I got over the nervousness once I got into the word. Amen. So I felt the powerful strength. So I just thank God that God has really blessed TSMI. I thank God for where he's taking them. Oh, my goodness. I thank God for where he's taking the ministry. Oh, my goodness. It is going beyond leaps and bounds. Amen. And we just, in this season, we want to pray more for our apostle. Amen. We want to pray his strength. We want to continue to lift him up before the Lord. Amen. We want to continue to decree and declare that the Lord will give him great manifestation of revelation in this new season. Amen. And I just bless God. Amen.
Amen.
Bertha, you want to pray for us?
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come just to thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for Prophet Daryl Sanders on today. God, we thank you for that true word that you spoke through him. And Father God, we just pray that those that were listening, that their ears were open and their hearts were open to receive your word in their mind and their hearts, and to write it on the tablets of their hearts, oh God, that they won't forget it and they won't sin against you. Because, God, you are the truth, the light, and the way. Father God, and we can't do anything without you. So we thank you for that true word, God. We thank you for Pastor Bell walking in obedience to what he was asked to do. We thank you for his faithfulness, oh God. And we just ask you to restore everything back to him that he put out. God, we even thank you for the spoken rhema word that you spoke to him to your people. God, we know that it will not fall to the ground, but that it will go and accomplish everything that you have sent it to do. And for that, God, we say thank you. God, we thank you for the intercessors that prayed, Lord Jesus. We ask you to touch Pastor Shaquan and Spirit now. Oh, God, as they pray the fervent prayers, oh God, that you will renew them now in the name of Jesus. Everything that they put out, restore back into them double, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for their faithfulness to this show and to the prophet, oh God. It's coming on these days praying. But they are speaking out, oh God. They have been here faithfully in obedience to your word, praying in season and out of season, whether they will feel like it or not. God, with their faith, praying with all supplications, fervent prayers, oh God. We thank you for them, oh Lord, not just be calling them out, because God, you know their works. We have heard their works, and we saw their works, and God, we thank you for them. Oh God, they stood in the gap where I couldn't come on and pray. So God, I thank you for them being there, oh God, to hold up the standard, oh God, to keep the flow flowing as you desired it to. God, we thank you for every listener, every member of PMSI, that souls in the ministry, oh God, to keep the ministry afloat. We ask you, God, now to give back to them everything that they have sown into this service, oh God. Oh God, give it back to them, devil, in the name of Jesus. And oh God, we thank you, oh God, as we leave this place, but not from your presence, that you will yet be with us. Holy Spirit, dwell with us always. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, cover us in your precious blood. Release our ministering angels and our warring angels to walk forth in the atmosphere. Oh God, release us, oh God, the angels of protection to watch over the protection throughout the remainder of this day. Watch over our children, oh God, and our family members, oh God, in Jesus' name. Great traveling mercies, oh God. All of them going to their jobs and coming home to all the children, oh God, in school and in college, by the hand of the enemy. Let them have safe dwelling places, oh God, and safe passages, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be forever grateful, oh God, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Thank God for you, Bertha.
Thank you, God.
Thank God.
Thank you, God.
Thank God for you, amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
I truly enjoyed you all, amen. hope God got the glory. I just hope God was pleased, amen. And, you know, I just pray that the will of God, I just pray that something was said that would encourage somebody, you know, that would encourage somebody hard to run on and see what the end is going to be. And I just want to let you guys know that I'm excited about y'all future, as the apostle would say, amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm just excited about what God is doing, amen. Hallelujah. But this is a season that we are getting ready to receive our blessings and our great manifestation. In spite of what the enemy is doing and what the enemy has said,
hallelujah.
We know that we are clean. That we are bought with the price, that delayed ain't denied. We just thank God for the blessings that are ready to overtake us. We thank God for every prophetic word that went forth on the line on today, man. And just know today, encourage somebody. Love somebody. Be a trailblazer for your sister. Be a trailblazer for your brother. Amen.
Amen.
This is the thing. We got to be trailblazer for our loved ones. Amen.
That's right. Stand in the gap for him. Yes, Lord.
I thank God. I thank God. I'm excited. Our time is almost up. Hey, man, we got 16 seconds before we get out of here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, you can always pray us out.
Okay. I'll do that. God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for every prophetic word that took place on the radio show today, Lord God. God, we just ask you to continue to add to this show, oh God. Continue to not only add to the show, God, but add to the ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you to let people continue to be more faithful in this season, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we burn up the hand of the enemy that will cause the people to have a spirit of drawback, that will have a spirit of laziness. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to tell you thank you. We thank you for the preach, teach word, oh God. God, we thank you for our apostle Shakespeare. Not only that, we thank you for him, oh God. We thank you for his family, oh God. We thank you for allowing them to share us with him, oh God, for him being with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the word that flows out of his belly. We thank you for the word that comes out of his mouth, oh God. In the name of Yeshua, God, we bless you for the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God, we just want to give you glory. God, we even lift up Pastor Richard D. Hinton up before you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare, and we proclaim that a miracle should hit his body within the next 24 hours, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let his praise report come back through the internet, oh God, that you have done it again. And God, we know that you can do it again. God, you've done it once. You healed them from cancer, oh God. And God, we know that this little flu or whatever is going on in his body is not big for you, oh God. But we decree and declare, and we speak a miracle. Not only over Apostle Hinton, but we speak a miracle and the blessing of our very own Apostle Michael Shakespeare in the name of Jesus. And we speak a healing and everything that's attached to him in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare and we proclaim in the name of Jesus that great manifestations shall come through the line, through the prayer calls of God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare and we proclaim that financial breakthrough is now. In the name of Jesus, we speak with a supernatural apostolic kingdom anointing and authority. We are calling those things to be not as though they were. In the mighty name of Yeshua, God, we bless you from the rising of the sun, oh God. We always will give you the glory and give you the honor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We let the devil know that you are a liar, that you are a loser in 2014, and you are a liar in 2013, and you are a liar in 2014. And God, we thank you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you to continue to bless, oh God. Bless the ministry financially, oh God. Continue to show favor, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the name above every name, the healer, the deliverer, oh God. And we bless you now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We exalt you now, O God. In the Most High God. He under the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor, God. We exalt your name, O God. God, we bless you now. We bless you now, God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to play a little of this track before time run out. I just want to play a little of this track, amen, because I was been looking at it. Amen. Oh, my goodness. And I know it's going to bless y'all so because it's blessed minds. Amen. It's called Arise.
Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on. We want the people of the earth, the nations, to declare his glory and his majesty.
Hallelujah.
Oh, let the nations of the earth,
let the nations of the earth,
let the people of the earth,
members to say something, amen. The Lord and I call her General, amen. But her name is Mother Betty, amen. I want y'all to, I want to just say hello to the people, amen, and say hello to Apostle, amen. Here she is.
Good evening, everyone. How are you doing? I am one of our prophet members, and I really enjoyed you all today, and I hope that I will be able to meet your prophet, and I'm sure that he will be bringing us around. And I know that we are getting things set up down here, and I know you all will be coming down to visit. So let's pray. Pray for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, Prophetess Bertha, are you still with me?
Yes, Prophet Darrell.
Yes, it looks like Shatwan dropped off here too. Amen. But
to God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Amen. This has been a fantastic show on today. Oh, my goodness.
God is well pleased.
Oh, my goodness. I have really enjoyed myself. I wouldn't take nothing from a journey now. Amen. I just thank God that I was able to be assistant to the apostle. Amen. Because sometimes the apostle may need a Amen. And I have really enjoyed this experience. Amen. And it was a fantastic experience. Amen. I really enjoyed myself. The people called in and cooperated. Amen. And for all those who is listening, we thank God for you. Amen. That you didn't have to call in. You didn't have to press one and say anything. But we thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. And I just thank God. I don't know where to go from here, but just to continue to talk about the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And we have really done, I really enjoyed myself. Prophet's birth, I'm looking forward to, I'm going to try to, when I get things settled down here, I'm going to try to slip down there in Detroit on y'all. Amen.
Amen. Well, just slip down there when I have to bring my message.
Uh-huh.
I said, just make sure you slip down there when I have to bring my first sermon, my first message. So just make sure you slip down there.
Most definitely will. I most definitely will. Amen. Oh, my God.
I'm just about as nervous as you were today. God is good.
But God always come through. He always come through at the right time. Amen. I thank God for PSMI. I thank God for every prophet that ever prophesied. I thank God for every evangelist, every missionary that sticks by the apostle. Amen. We can even thank God for our native countries. Amen. We just continue to pray for our youth. Amen. Continue to pray for our pastors and our leaders. Amen. And it has been really, really, really a good show. I'm quite sure when Apostle go look in the archives, I'm quite sure that he's going to really be pleased. Amen. And I just really and truly just bless each and every last one of you. Thank God. God bless you, Sylvia. I love you. Pastor Shatwan, God bless you, and I love you. Amen. I just thank God for each and every last one of you. Prophetess Bertha, thank you for being here, helping me, amen, and encouraging
amen.
Me.
Amen. It was a pleasure.
Amen.
It was
a pleasure. Amen.
I'll find you when you get your church opened up. I'll be there, me and Prophetess Alicia.
All right. Come on. We're waiting. And just keep us up before the Lord, amen, because we saw a building, amen, and my secretary just walked in, amen, into the studio. We thank God for her, amen. Then,
amen.
Charlene, amen, we thank God for her, amen. We are looking for, we saw a building, it's real nice, so continue to pray for us and pray that the Lord will show us favor when we go look at this place, amen.
He will.
I believe God, amen. Do y'all believe God with the prophet? I believe God, and I just thank God. Amen. Continue to keep praying, Bertha. Continue to keep praying.
Whatever you desire, it's yours.
I receive.
Whatever you desire, it's yours. Lay your head on it and say it's mine. Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Oh.
Yes, Lord.
I receive it. I'm going to go get it.
That's right. It's yours.
Go get. I don't even know if Paul forgot that on here. That Mary Mary song. Go get your blessing. I love it.
That's right. That's right. Lay your hands on it. It's yours. The heavens are open.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm walking in it.
That's right.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come over here and say hello to the people. Come on over here and say hello to the people. We still got time for you to come say hello to the people. Amen. This is my secretary. Come on and say amen for Sister Charlene. Come on. You got a few minutes to say something. Amen. Hello, everyone. God bless. Keep praying for us, and we're going to keep praying for you. This is a new season. God is doing great things. We're expecting great things in this season. As people of God, we just got to get back to doing the things the way we used to do them. Back to the basics is what God tells me.
That's right.
So God bless you all, and I'll continue to pray for you all.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. So I know my apostle going to be happy. I'm so excited.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all should see me smiling now, but I wasn't smiling earlier.
God is God.
It was a beautiful, fantastic show. Amen. And, Bertha, I'm looking forward. Bertha, we need to switch numbers, get numbers and things. I ain't got your number. Amen. But
okay, just get it from Pastor Shaquan. You know my daughter got it.
Okay. All right. I sure will. Well,
he'll give it to you, I think.
She better give it to me. And she ain't even called back neither. But that's all right, amen. We do give
it. Amen. We know the last we drop it backwards and forwards, and God still gets the glory and the victory.
Amen. And the devil is still a liar.
That's
and
right.
He's still
the defeated both.
That's right. He's a lie. As the apostle would say, he's a lie with a bow tie on.
That's right. A copycat thief.
Come on, Bertha. Amen, amen. We got 90 seconds left. Amen. So I just want to let y'all know I enjoyed this show. I thank God for all the ones that called out. Amen. Thank God for my apostle trusting me to be on the line. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Sylvia, you still
thank
on
you,
there? Lord. Oh, Sylvia must have dropped off too.
Amen.
Just know that we're all brand new. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you all. Until next time, be encouraged. I love you, and there's nothing nobody can do about it, because guess what? I got the love of God down on the inside of me. And y'all just
yes,
be encouraged
Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen?
You likewise.
Amen. It's got what? Let's get counting down. Amen. To God be the glory. I love you all.
God
bless you, Bertha.
God loves you, too, and I love you, too, Papa Daryl.
Yes, indeedy, yes, indeedy. I guess they're getting ready to play.
Not because I feel like loving you, because I choose to love you as God chooses to love us. Unconditional love, that makes it last, everlasting love.
All right, and we're off the air. God bless.
Bless you.
Thank you.